everybody. It is the Ping Show. Welcome back to the Ping Show.
Hey.
Episode number 215. That is 215 shows of what Microsofties are pinging each other about throughout the week. And we're back in studio, as you can probably see. And I am not Mark, because I'm not wearing orange.
I'm not Mark either.
Yeah, because you're not wearing
orange.
I'm not wearing orange.
And
you got this funny accent, too. And you're missing a hat.
No beard.
No beard. He shaved his beard
in the last episode. Oh, I missed that.
We're here for the Ping Show. I'm Rick Claus, here to help you out for the Ping Show, joined by
Simon May, also here to help you out for the Ping Show.
And, we got to apologize. There's a little bit of logistical issues with getting ping number 214 out. Now it's 215. Logistically, you'll figure this out when you see the replay on this. You know what? 214 still was pretty popular.
Was that the gerbils not running fast enough?
Gerbils not running fast enough. Yeah. The cloud must have been hit with lightning or something.
Rain.
Processing a few Americans took too long for stuff. I don't know. I'll blame it on the cloud stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
But we did have one comment from the last episode that came in from good old friend developer KC. Was mentioning that he's talking about performance to price, because we're asking about phones and the new 635. As you remember, we talked about 635 in the last episode. He hasn't really found anything that compares to the 521/520 as far as a device is concerned. Without having to spend a beefy bunch more cash to be able to get the next level up of different things. And so he's finding it kind of hard to see why you go to the 635, because the difference has really come down to essentially just LTE support.
Yeah.
And that's really kind of about it.
And the screen. Bigger screen.
Slightly bigger screen.
It's got a 1080p.
Is it 1080p?
Yeah, because
It's 4.3 inches, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
Slightly larger and also LTE support, but it is what they're calling their new workhorse of a new device. So I'm glad they got a nice refresh on that one there. And apparently he's tried as well to get the free money.
Get free money?
If you have a Nokia device, you're able to go in and we talked about this in the last Ping Show. Obviously you didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Because it just went up the other day.
It wasn't that in time.
You're able to go in and to get money to be able to buy apps. But it's not available to Microsoft employees.
That's why I've not seen it.
And so it didn't count. And thank you very much, developer KC. He mentioned that if we're ever in KC, that he suggests a location that we can shoot at. So you never know. We might be on the road sometime taking us on the road. So
Is it going to meet all of the criteria? Is there beer?
Well, apparently it is a beer.
Yay!
Or maybe it's not a beer. Maybe it's actually the world's tallest water slide.
Whoa! I'm not sure I can do a water slide.
I'm not a fan of water slides.
If it was a beer slide.
Beer slide. Let's combine technologies and have that one work. Did you watch the Twitters for anything that came out, other than the fact that we were late?
I just saw people complaining about being late.
You know what? So we'll get better with this one, number 215. You know what? Let's get started.
So, we all like photography. And I was having a look around on the Firehose blog the other day just for some things that we could talk about. I spotted the I created this hashtag in there. Really cool little project. A couple of developers have got together, got a Kinect, got some photographs, and created 3D photos that as you move around in front of the Kinect, in front of the screen, the photo view actually moves as well.
So it's not just like Mona Lisa's eyes following you around because of the way that it was painted.
No.
It's actually a distortion of the
camera is following you as you're looking at it on Kinect.
But it's the photo that changes, right? It's not the photo of you, it's the photo that's made in the app.
It's the picture in the app that's moving.
Oh,
so your viewpoint changes as you move around. It's kind of neat. It's a really impressive project. Have a look at the video dropped into the show notes.
Well, speaking of photography, I'm an amateur prosumer photographer as well.
You have a lot of different lenses in your room.
I know. I've got a bunch of different types of lenses for my cameras. But I actually, you guys know I've already replaced the screen on my 1020 before. I'm going to take a picture of the camera show to be able to say that, yes, we are actually, in fact, recording this. That's what it looks like to us.
Well,
there we go. I'll save that one there for the Twitters. As part of the celebration of over 100,000 photos posted with the hashtag Lumia1020, Nokia blog came back and basically created a tips part two of people that use the 1020 as their primary photography. photographer devices. Your favorite camera device.
Yeah, that's what they call photography devices.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's hard to say. Some of the stuff that comes in there is actually rather cool. It comes down to rudimentary photography techniques that you should know if you happen to be into photography, like depth of field and composition suggestions and things like that. And they're all talking about the Pro Camera, the software that comes with Nokia devices.
Yeah.
And it works both with the 21 megapixel and also the 41 megapixel versions of the Nokia software that's out there. They make suggestions like going off of the automatics and doing the focal depth choice for field of depth, sorry, composition things. Low light photography as well, nice little tip there for low light photography, and there happens to be one light source in the low light. Take it off of the autofocus because then you can fine tune if you want that to appear as like a glare or as a pinpoint and stuff like that too.
Very cool.
You can control your exposure ratings as well to be able to do things. Some very cool thing, also specific with apps with Instagram as well. They credit all the different articles to different people that came up with them. One of them is also, hey, don't forget that you've got these massive amounts of pixels. You can zoom right in without impacting the quality because you've got all these multiple sensors that we use to be able to take those pictures. So great stuff in there. There's 25 tips in this one here to be able to use. You know what? Go off and try them out. You don't necessarily need to have the 1020, obviously, but they're Western geared towards the 1020. But go off and give it a shot because the Nokia camera is available in the store. We're filming this at the end of the day. I don't know about you, but going off down the hall to get the automatic coffee machine to brew me a cup of coffee doesn't have quite the same appeal as this next article.
But I bet you're thinking that you do need a machine to make you a beverage that would be useful to drink.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is about a Kickstarter that's actually underway. They've been funded and are still open if you wanted to contribute to it. It's called the Synec device. I'd probably be pronouncing that incorrectly, but I'll just say the Synec device. Basically, any beer tapped fresh on your computer. I'll let you go ahead and take a look at the link that's in there if you're interested. But basically, picture yourself having a perfectly temperature-controlled serving device that serves a growler's worth of beer from a tap that's perfectly carbonated and doesn't go bad.
Wow.
I mean, you're a growler person for filling up on growlers.
Yep.
You know about the whole concept of going to different locations to fill up those growlers.
Yep.
But the danger with that is as soon as you crack that growler to serve it, it goes flat.
It goes flat, yeah.
Because you're letting oxygen in, it can spill the beer, all that sort of stuff. This device solves that problem.
The only option is to drink a gallon of beer in one hit.
We're not offended by that. As you should probably know.
But, you know, it can be a little bit of a big thing. I think this is kind of cool. I actually honestly thought that this had gone into full production and was commercially available, not just as a Kickstarter project. It seemed like that cool an idea.
Yeah, so they had, at the time of recording, they had 13 days left, and they'd already met their goals. So they're going into production, which is very cool. Picture it as a cartridge, not unlike a toner cartridge, that you swap out.
Unlike a toner cartridge. You're probably going to be slightly happier to change it because it means you're going to get a slightly different flavor of beer.
Yep.
Which is going to be nice. Although, if you don't have any toner, you're going to be sad. If you don't have another cartridge for your Sonic beer, you're going to be sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be sad.
So the idea is basically you have these sealed bags that are sanitary that you can go in and, using your adapter, fill up at your local growler store or beverage location or from a home brewer, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to go in and to swap these things out to the proper temperature, not lose carbonation, not inject oxygen into the system, and then be able to pour yourself a couple of pints.
That's pretty epic. If that just fitted neatly into the fridge as well. Although, I guess it's refrigerated.
Well, it's refrigerated, but then you can also store your not used cartridges in the fridge.
Of course, being British, I actually need to not quite be refrigerated, but be a kind of almost room temperature. So let's hope we can cope with that as well.
You'll store them in the cask in your cellar someplace, in your castle.
I just need it to be able to give me lukewarm beer at room temperature.
Lukewarm beer at room temperature, I think that's great. So this might be coming to the way of a couple of Pingers desks in the not-too-distant future, I think.
Mm-hmm. You may have seen that earlier this week, there was a little email that drifted out there into the world from the CEO of Microsoft, Satya. And it's kind of cool, actually, because that email just didn't drift. They actually just published it, realizing that there was a whole bunch of people inside of Microsoft that were probably going to do that anyway and leak it out through various Twitters or Ping shows that they happen to do. But really cool email, setting up the vision for the future of the company. kind of bringing stuff together. Also includes a really cool kind of fist bumping
picture of Satya
in the very beginning. I like that. It's really kind of cool.
Nice. He's definitely one of the sharper dressed CEOs around, I will say that for sure.
Actually, yeah.
Now, I will caveat this by saying that the original email did not have all the fancy pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It does definitely look good. But, you know, here he lays out the vision of where we're going to be going for the next year and some ideas on different directions that we have and different passions that we happen to have. One of the things that got an awful lot of press just recently with this, because it's only been out for a little while, is the, I don't know if they probably tested this before, because we're not PR experts, in case you don't know. Mm. They test this before, but, you know, we were a devices and services company. Mm-hmm. That was the mantra that we used to have, and we're marching to the last little while. This tone that's coming out of this particular blog post and email, internal email, is Microsoft is the productivity and platform company for the mobile-first and cloud-first world. We will reinvent productivity to empower every person and every organization on the planet to do more and to achieve more. That's pretty bold.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bold.
And what I like about this is productivity actually, in such a definition, includes playing games on your Xbox.
Correct.
Yeah.
He definitely called
That's
out the Xbox.
Definitely
in this post.
Fine. I can go back to my office, play on my Xbox for a while. It's all going to be fine.
You can see you're doing work.
Yeah, I'm doing work. Yeah, absolutely. I think what's kind of cool about that, we're going to continue to vigorously innovate and delight gamers with Xbox.
Yeah.
So vigorously, I'm always thinking, you know, new product releases. Is my Rumble Pack going to be stronger in my hand? I don't know. I think it's really kind of cool that that we actually did this and it's out there completely public.
Another one that I like here from a quote perspective is, I'm committed to making Microsoft the best place for smart, curious, ambitious people to do their best work. First of all, we will obsess over our customers. That's good for us.
Yep.
I mean, that's part of what we do with the Channel 9 here, is that we always go off and make sure that we have great content for you guys to go off and to watch.
Yeah, we're kind of obsessed with you. Yeah,
pingers.
You
out there, we're listening. Mm-hmm. Can you hear us?
Yep.
We're listening.
Hello, comments. Give us the comments. That actually helps us to be more obsessed.
I would suggest maybe cracking a pint or two, or maybe having a coffee and sitting down and taking a read of the Satya email / blog post / press page. It's all the same thing. And take a look at it. It's actually very impressive. It's the first thing I did this morning when I saw it.
I actually rolled over, checked it on my phone. It was one of the first things I read when I rolled over this morning.
And you were probably stuck in bed for about 20 minutes. It's rather lengthy.
It kind of slowed me down for the rest of the day.
Go off, take a look at it. Let us know what you think.
You know what I miss? Flight simulator.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Having my steering wheel thingy.
Flight Sim X.
Flight Sim, yeah. That was kind of cool. Luckily, it's coming back. So I read. Yeah, it is coming back. There's a UK company, they're called Dovetail Games. They've actually got the franchise from Microsoft, licensed it. They're going to be releasing a new flight simulator game based on Flight Sim X.
Oh, very nice. And they're going to be releasing this through the Steam engine, I do believe, correct?
They are, yes. It's going to be Steamed, which is fantastic, really. It's the easiest way to get hold of games on a Windows device anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be kind of cool. Kind of excited by that. I've got a friend back in the UK who's going to be very excited by that. He's got one of those full-on flight rumble stick things.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of insane.
The throttle controls,
yeah,
the steering,
the throttle controls, the chair that vibrates. He's going to be totally into that when it releases. But, you know, it's going to be a little while. It's coming. Very cool.
Very nice to see it live on.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Comic-Con?
You know, I've not actually been to one, but I was wandering through downtown Seattle not too long ago. And I saw lots of folks walking around in all these costumes. And I thought, okay, downtown Seattle has changed a little bit since the last time I was here. But I then followed a couple of them, just thinking, where are they going? And noticed they were going to the convention center. There was a Comic-Con on.
Oh, yeah?
I actually thought to myself, wouldn't it be cool if we were there, if we were doing something? And what would be the best option? Xbox. Went and had a quick look around.
Hmm.
Didn't see much.
Well, just released on Mr. Major Nelson's blog, that fact that Xbox is going to be at the San Diego Comic-Con is coming up.
This is the big Comic-Con.
This is the big one. This is the big Comic-Con coming up. I believe the dates are 24th to 27th of July. That's during our internal TechReady conference, so I know that we're not going to be there.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
That's unfortunate.
Xbox actually has some very good stuff that's going to be in there, including participation in some panels regarding Halo, the fusion of art and style in Sunset Overdrive, which we talked about last episode, which sounds like a really cool game.
Cool game.
Also, some more stuff on Halo Master Chief Collection, and then also, the episode where we talked about digging up the E.T. cartridges from the Atari.
That's
going to be on there too as a discussion of that documentary. So very, very cool stuff that's in there. Besides all those panel type things and those different sessions you actually go off and attend, there's also going to be an Xbox booth and an Xbox lounge to be able to go off and try a whole bunch of different types of offerings of titles. And as well, there's going to be some tournaments going on there by Major League Gaming, MLG. Mm-hmm. Taking place as well. So if you happen to partake at Comic-Con and happen to be there on July 27th to the 24th to the 27th, go check out the Xbox pieces that happen to be there and go track them down. And that's it. Episode number 215 in the can. Last time I did that, they actually had a sound effect to that.
Nice. So
never know. Might be there again.
Yeah.
Hope you guys liked it. Let us know what you think in the commentary. You guys know about that, obviously. Mm-hmm. You're welcome to also reach us on the Twitters by using the hashtag PingShow. Mm-hmm. Managed to follow that one there. You can reach us also, if you're interested, on Twitter ourselves. I'm RicksterCDN.
And I'm SciMonster.
And don't forget, I always like to say the snail mail, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
Send us a postcard.
Yeah. It's... Yeah. Ping Show, care of Channel 9, building number 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052. And,
That should work.
I have an interesting question for you this time. How about, since we just talked about Comic-Con, what would be an epic battle between two comic book characters that you would like to see? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking Batman and Superman, although apparently... That's
probably been
might
done.
Be happening.
Has it been done?
Yeah, I think there's a film.
Film about that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well. Yeah, I'm not quite sure who else I'd pick. Maybe Iron Man and Superman. That could be interesting.
You never know. Yeah. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments. And, with that, man, I'm going to say let's wrap this one up because we've got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got to go see if I can invest and find myself one of those beer-making machines.
Yeah. You're not going to be the only one that's doing that today.
I think that's the way to go. Thanks for joining us. We're out of here. Oh, my God.